you know, lots of things got shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic, and a lot of them were providing very useful, very important services. For instance, there is a charity known as Two Paychecks Away, and it's a charity that has been helping the homeless in Vancouver by providing them with haircuts. A little, you have no idea how a little something like that can be so incredibly important for people. And they had been shut down because of the pandemic, but they are being given a new lease on life, actually, since they have been able to kind of reopen. But our Nikki Reitmeyer spoke to Alicia Osborne, who is the founder of Two Paychecks Away.
I started Two Paychecks Away about 3 years ago after living in Gastown and wanting to just give back to the community. I was seeing some of the ways that the locals were being treated, and it really bothered me. And so it started by offering weekly haircuts, and over the last 3 years grew into full charity, and now we have this partnership with Barber & Co., which is fantastic, and I'm able to do so much more by joining the two.
Leah, let's talk about this new exciting partnership with Barber & Co. What is that partnership all about, and what will it allow you to do?
So our Gastown location shut down after COVID, and the founder of Barber & Co., Martin, approached me and had an idea. He's always wanted a community-based barbershop. So partnering with Two Paychecks meant that I was able to have a brick and mortar again for the charity, as well as being able to run the barbershop simultaneously. So things that we get to do now is I have a safe, controlled, sanitized environment to be able to cut hair for people on the downtown east side while the barbershop is also running. There's two rooms, which is great for space and social distancing. We've set up with shelters and SROs in the neighborhood so they can book in their tenants. We're starting with Wednesdays from 12 to 5. And as we get busier, we'll start adding more days. And then with the barbershop side of it as well, I'm able to do more for the community by we are holding a drive every month. So this month we're taking clothing donations, and anybody that brings in a clothing donation gets a Barber & Co. product of their choice.
What kind of challenges has the pandemic presented for you guys? It sounds like you're just getting your feet back underneath you again, but over these past several months, what challenges have you faced?
Oh, well, we had to stop in March. We haven't been able to really do anything. The numbers have been relatively low for downtown Eastsiders, so they've been keeping people out. And the way that we were working before was we would go in and set up in the shelters for a few hours on the weekends. And so not being able to do that was, it was a struggle. A lot of other charities that we've worked with and I've talked to had the same issues. So everyone's just trying to get creative. If it's something you can do online or just trying to find different ways about it. It's kind of the way I think every business is feeling these days.
You obviously see the impacts of this every single time you do a haircut, but for a person who previously has gone however long without having their haircut, when they see that transformation, what kind of impact does that have on a person?
Our before and after pictures represent that perfectly, actually. When we, for those who are willing, when we take before and after photos, in every single after photo, they're smiling. And it's something just that simple. You know, what we're doing is not trying to change lives. A haircut doesn't change a life, but it definitely changes a day. And it gives somebody a positive feeling. And it's very intimate. Touching somebody for half an hour to an hour, and it just being about the person who's in the chair. It's a special moment. And it's great to see. Great to see stories that go well, but it's great to see people in the neighborhood and just having, you know, their head up a little higher that day because they feel good and actually feel like themselves again.
That's fantastic. For anyone who's looking for more information, where can they go to find out some more details?
They can go to twopaychecksaway.org, or we are also on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. And feel free to stop by the Barber & Co. in Gastown and bring us some warm clothing, and I can tell you all about it.
That's Nikki Reitmeyer speaking to our Alicia Osborne, who is the founder of Two Paychecks Away. It is a charity that helps out Vancouver's homeless by providing them with haircuts. And they are finding a way to do that now, even as we are still in the pandemic.